Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Banana Republic. It's just one of the things former President Trump is saying as he confirms that he will be questioned under oath today in a civil investigation in New York into his business dealings. The AP's Michael Sisak.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has been investigating Trump and his company, the Trump Organization, for about 3 years. The allegations pertain to whether the Trump Organization misstated the value of many of its key assets, including golf courses and skyscrapers, and by doing so, whether it misled the banks that loaned it money, as well as taxing authorities.
This is separate from a federal investigation into whether former President Trump took classified documents with him when he left the White House. The FBI searched his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida on Monday. His family and supporters are angry.
Eric Trump says it's yet another attack against all the Trumps.
There's no family in American history that has taken more arrows in the back.
Telling Fox News Channel's Hannity, Democrats have a clear goal.
They don't want Donald Trump to run and win again in 2024.
The Trumps accuse Democrats of weaponizing the Justice Department. At the White House.
We did not have advance notice.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said she has no comment about the search itself.
This is a criminal investigation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Nebraska woman's been charged with helping her teenage daughter end her pregnancy at about 24 weeks after investigators uncovered Facebook messages in which the two discussed using medication to induce an abortion. The killings of four Muslim men in Albuquerque, New Mexico, have led to the arrest of a local Muslim man originally from Afghanistan, say authorities. He's been charged with two killings and is suspected in the other two. Authorities say he knew the victims. This is AP News. Now to the war in Ukraine.
Residents of the southern Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv have emerged from a 54-hour curfew to queue for water and pick up food aid in a region that's seen nearly daily bombardments from Russia. Resident Ludmila Stativka was forced from her village near Kherson 3 months ago and has been living as an internally placed person in nearby Mykolaiv since. She tells the AP, of course people are afraid. Russia will advance even further, but everyone's hoping that they will not reach us here and things will get better. Her friend, Natalia, adds, our village is occupied. We want to be able to go there. I want not only our village to be liberated, but the whole of Ukraine. Mykolaiv is less than 65 miles from Kherson, which came under Russian control early in the war, and Ukrainian officials have vowed to retake it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. On a hot August night, the Mets remained red hot, winning their fifth straight over the Reds. Here's AP's Christian Arnold.
Francisco Lindor and Jeff McNeil both homered and drove in two runs, helping to lift Carlos Carrasco and the Mets to a 6-2 win over the Reds. The Mets have now won 14 of their last 16 games and entered the day with a 7-game lead in the NL East. McNeil credited timely at-bats for the Mets' success.
We're taking extremely good at-bats, and everyone's swinging the bat well, which helps.
The Braves rebounded from their lost weekend in New York with a 9-7 11-inning win at Fenway Park as Austin Riley riddled the Red Sox for five RBIs, including the game winner.
Coming off this weekend, I felt like I needed a win, and we got it, and hopefully can build on that.
Also in the NL East, the Phillies won their sixth straight and 11th in their last 12, reeling in the Marlins 4-1. Two hits for Kyle Schwarber.
Really good baseball that we're playing, and we need to remember the feeling, and we just need to keep it going.
The Cardinals' lead in the NL Central is down to a game as they were rocked in Colorado 16-5, while the Brewers beat the Rays 5-3. In the American League, the Houston Astros are now tied for the best record after a 7-5 win over the Texas Rangers, thanks to Aledmys Diaz's grand slam, while the Yankees, who have led the AL since April, lost the pitching duel to the Mariners 1-0 in 13 innings. Meanwhile, the AL Central now has co-leaders. Cleveland tied Minnesota for first as the Guardians tamed the Tigers 5-2, while the Twins were knocked off by the Dodgers 10-3. The White Sox split a doubleheader and a game and a half back. Football, Sean McVay has finalized his contract extension to continue coaching the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams. Terms of the long-expected deal for the youngest coach to win a Super Bowl were not revealed. Tennis, Serena Williams says she will end her career soon, quite possibly after the U.S. Open. Serena, who has won 23 Grand Slam singles titles, turns 41 next month. Tom Arium, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Sources tell the AP the FBI searched Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate as part of an investigation into whether he took classified records from the White House to his Florida home. Republicans are standing up to criticize the move. The AP's Eric Tucker reports Trump is leading the criticism.
From the perspective of Donald Trump and from the perspective of his supporters, there is a recognition that an FBI search warrant in some ways carries a degree of political benefit. It has the potential to portray him as a victim of overzealous law enforcement. And so in a certain sense, the president was very eager to announce it, and he decried it as something that you would expect from a third world country.
A Justice Department spokesperson declined to comment on the search, including whether Attorney General Merrick Garland had personally authorized it. President Biden signed the $280 billion CHIPS Act in a bid to boost domestic high-tech manufacturing over China.
These companies see what I see, that the future of the chip industry is going to be made in America.
The legislation sets aside $52 billion specifically to bolster the U.S. computer chip sector. At a ceremony in Germany, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was there when Marine General Michael Langley took over as the top U.S. commander for Africa.
Young Marines around the world are watching, and your extraordinary achievement reminds them that they belong. And it reminds them that the United States military is deeply committed to making progress.
Langley is the first African-American in the Marine Corps to be promoted to four-star general. A grand jury in Mississippi declined to indict the white woman whose accusation set off the lynching of black teenager Emmett Till nearly 70 years ago. Carolyn Bryant Donham could have been charged with kidnapping and manslaughter. A new study says fewer than one in three people infected with hepatitis C are getting the expensive treatments that can cure them. This is AP News. Jury selection has started in the second trial of two men charged with conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Prosecutors are putting Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. on trial again after a jury in April couldn't reach a verdict. Two co-defendants were acquitted. Two more pleaded guilty earlier and will testify against them. The government says the 2020 plot to kidnap the Democratic governor was over their disgust with COVID restrictions and that the men went through training, including scouting her home. Defense attorneys plan to hammer away at the credibility of undercover FBI agents and informants. They say Fox and Croft were victims of entrapment. I'm Julie Walker.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she tested positive for the coronavirus and is experiencing mild symptoms. Whitmer says she plans to follow proper guidance and protocols while maintaining a remote schedule. The governor says she's fully vaccinated and has received two booster shots. Serena Williams says she is ready to step away from tennis. Williams told Vogue magazine she doesn't like the word retirement, but wants to focus on having another child and her business interest. Williams is playing this week in Toronto at a hardcourt tournament, and hints the upcoming U.S. Open may be her last tournament.
I don't know. I guess there's just a light at the end of the tunnel.
What is that like?
I don't know. I'm getting closer to the light.
A reporter said Williams must be joking.
I'm not joking.
Serena Williams is approaching her 41st birthday and has won more Grand Slam singles titles in the professional era than any other woman or man. What does giving up tennis mean to her?
Freedom. Yeah. I love playing, though. It's amazing, but, you know, it's like, I can't do this forever.
Serena Williams says she will relish these next few weeks. I'm Ed Donahue.
Actor Kenan Thompson of Saturday Night Live will host the Emmy Awards. I'm Archie Zaralletta with the latest. Kenan Thompson says being named the host for the Emmys is ridiculously exciting. Thompson won an Emmy in 2018 for co-writing the song Comeback Barack for Saturday Night Live. The Emmys will air live from Los Angeles on September 12th on NBC and the streaming service Peacock. The top nominees are Succession, Squid Game, Ted Lasso, Hacks, and Only Murders in the Building.
Kia is recalling thousands of older cars. I'm Lisa Dwyer with the latest. Kia is recalling nearly 260,000 older mid-size cars because plates in the ceiling can come loose when the side curtain airbags inflate in a crash. The recall covers certain 2012 and 2013 Optima sedans. The automaker says headliner plates on both sides of the car may not be secured properly and could detach and hit drivers or passengers. Kia says it has one report of a driver being hurt in a 2012 Optima. Kia says the dealers will put industrial-grade tape over the plates to help secure them. Notification letters will be sent on September 26th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Researchers are looking for thousands of volunteers in the U.S. and Europe to test the first potential vaccine against Lyme disease in 20 years. Lyme disease is a growing tick-borne threat. Pfizer's Annalisa Anderson tells the AP they're working on a vaccine to protect both adults and kids as young as five.
We call it BLA-15.
Robert DeWilliger is an avid hunter and hiker. He was the first in line when the study opened in central Pennsylvania.
I go out in the woods and enjoy myself, and if I find a tick on me, okay, I'm good. I don't have to worry about anything.
Dr. Alan Kivitz at the Altoona Arthritis and Osteoporosis Center in Pennsylvania is looking for volunteers who spend lots of time in tick-infested areas.
Not a single day goes by that someone either has a concern about Lyme disease, could possibly have Lyme disease. We live in an area where Lyme disease is endemic.
The Pfizer study will cover two tick seasons. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.